Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, Bill the producer, with me as well today. Merry Christmas to you, a few days late, and I don't know, last broadcast of the year, Bill. You ready for this?
I'm prepared emotionally, but not physically.
I don't know what that means exactly.
I don't know either.
I do got Jimmy the Bubble Boy coming in to...
That'll be nice.
Maybe he can give you a back rub or something.
That'll help you out
physically.
He's got nice hands. They're soft.
You think so?
Girly.
It's kind of all that salt water, I think. It's kind of
Could
made him
it.
Shrivelly and rough and whatever. But I don't know. We'll deal with it any way we can. All right. Also, on via the web, we have our friend Jerry the Diver Guy, and the Scuba Cowboy is with us via the web as well. Guys, how are you? Welcome. Chime in and say hi. Hello.
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 I hear them both.
Hello.
Yes. So Jerry's up in the, he's in the mountains of Virginia. Right, Jerry? Is it a white Christmas, or did you have a white Christmas, or no?
No, it was a freak storm come in from Florida and blew warm air in the whole week, and I've been happy.
You've been happy.
Happy.
Okay, fair enough. But what about you, Scuba Cowboy? You're in Colorado. Other than the smoke cloud filling the studio right now, are you having a white Christmas, or did you have one, or no?
Yes, actually, we had a very white Christmas. It snowed the day before, it snowed the day of, and it has snowed since.
Okay.
So I've been kind of hanging out here in the studio and actually just doing a lot of songwriting. It's very very pristine and pretty.
Well, nice.
Nice and sunshiny, but, you know, lots and lots of snow.
Well, cool. All right. Well, you know, I'm still in that kind of Christmas mode right now. We're in the holiday mode as well. And, you know, last week we had a lot of fun. And we gave away some stuff as part of our Give the Gift of Scuba campaign. It's all up there on the front page of scubaradio.com. Basically, we asked you to share it on your Facebook page, and we would award some folks accordingly with some nice prizes, specifically Vince from Spare Air and the gang out there in California were nice enough to give us a spare to give to one lucky Scuba Radio listener who did just that and shared the gift of Scuba, our little post that we created at scubaradio.com, and the accompanying song on their Facebook page with their friends and buddies and that kind of thing. And I picked someone at random, found it on Facebook, and, I called them up on Christmas Eve. And, I'll just play for you what exactly happened. Let's give this a shot.
Hey.
Yeah, hello. I was calling for Eric. Is he available?
No, he's not. Can I take a message?
Well, yeah. I assume this is his wife, possibly. Is that?
Yes.
This is Greg with Scuba Radio. And Merry Christmas to you, first off.
Merry Christmas to you.
I know Eric did a little promotion with us of giving the gift of Scuba, and I have a nice little prize from Spare Air for him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Are you a diver, too, by the way?
No. I like to go on the trip.
Okay. You like to go on the trip. So maybe he's going to share the gift of Scuba with you eventually, I guess.
Let me see if I can find him. He may be. Yeah. He actually just came back in.
Oh, okay.
Hello.
Hello, Eric. How are you?
Good, sir. How are you doing?
I'm good. Merry Christmas. This is Greg with Scuba Radio. Having a good holiday so far?
I sure am.
I'll tell you what. You gave the gift of Scuba, I see, on your Facebook page, and we're going to award you handsomely with a spare air so you can take it on your next dive and have the gift of life to share with your buddy.
That's great.
Do you get out and do a lot of diving yourself, or what? What do you do?
We're mostly lake diving up here, which is not so great once you've tasted salt water. So I dive Jamaica. I do Ocho Rios some. Then we do the Keys down around Tampa sometimes on that side, and then sometimes we go down to Palm Beach, and sometimes we go on down to Key Largo.
All right, yeah, cool.
Usually once or twice a year.
Well, you'll give your spare air a nice little tour of the world, then, it sounds like.
Man, yeah, that's great. I listened to the show last week, and at the end where Jerry lost signal.
Jerry the diver guy, yeah.
I was listening to the show when you got to that point, and the second air, I think you had a rip from spare air on there. You referenced him. Was it Larry? Was that his name?
No, it was actually Vince. Yeah, Vince from Spare Air. Yeah, he was hanging out with us on the show, and he was nice enough to hook us up with a spare air to give to someone for Christmas, and you're the lucky winner. So congratulations. Put it to good use. Hopefully you won't have to save yourself or your buddy, but it'll be nice peace of mind on your next dive. You think, Eric?
Absolutely. That's super. I'm tickled to
death. You got it. Well, thanks for listening, and Merry Christmas to you, my friend.
All right, thank you, sir. Merry.
Well, there you go. Congratulations to Eric. And I don't know, Jerry the Diver guy, you're friends with this guy, aren't you? Are you friends with Eric? Did I get that right, Jerry?
He dives with the son.
Yeah. He dives with the folks here at Mountain Divers in Virginia.
I actually done his Nitrox class and his advanced class.
Oh, well, there you go. Okay, see, small world. And one of Jerry's dive buddies actually won a nice prize from Spare Air. Now, one of our other big winners from the roundup, I didn't actually talk to him to be on the show today, but Jeff, our friend from Chicago, he usually goes out to Our World Underwater, and I know the Scuba Cowboy knows Jeff, but he won another prize. We hooked him up with a dive flag jewelry ring, a dive flag ring. So congratulations to Jeff, and you know, it's all about giving the gift of scuba and sharing it accordingly, and it was nice to play Scuba Radio Santa. You know, Scuba Radio Drunken Santa was, well, he was drunk and passed out, so he couldn't take care of these duties of actually awarding the prizes, so that was handed off to me. So it was kind of nice. I got to do that and, you know, share the gift of scuba and award some folks for doing just that. Now, looking forward to the coming year, there's a few things that I want to get out on the show today. I want to set some goals for 2015. And, Bill?
Yes?
In your case, it'll be probably just to dive. But in,
yes.
But in my case, what I'm really looking forward, forward to or goal setting, what I want to do is create some plans of where we all should dive.
Okay, someplace warm.
Someplace warm is what you're asking for. Scuba Cowboy, I don't know, what do you think, pup? Yeah, where is there a place already you have on your list that you want to dive in 2015? Or have you thought that far ahead yet?
We kind of had a small discussion about it, but Palau is definitely on the radar.
Palau is on the radar. I'm actually talking to some folks there at a resort in Palau. I don't know. Jerry the Diver Guy, what do you think? Would you go to Palau? Have you been?
Well, if I can talk her into letting me go for that log.
Okay, who is
well,
that?
Well, now, I want you to understand, sometimes Jerry has to Palau the driveway.
Oh, that's,
I might have to pull out the driveway.
Point.
You know, Scuba Cowboy, he sometimes has to pull out the driveway as well. You and I, we don't ever have to pull out.
We're not plowers. Plowers?
Right.
Okay. But we still want to go there.
Yes.
You would want to go to Palau.
I think I'd love to go to Palau.
Yeah, it is on the list. And we're trying to see if we can make something happen. We'll have to wait and see if that works out with the schedule. But that's a pretty big trip from, you know, our home base of operations in Florida.
Start sweet talking now.
Better start sweet talking for sure. Now we got our Turks and Caicos trip in October, so that's already on the books.
I've done been sweet talking that.
Yeah, and how's that sweet talking coming along? Hey, you know,
it's just about there.
Just about there. Is it just a matter of how much moonshine you have given this person that has to make this decision for you, Jerry, or what?
Well,
it's his parole officer. Oh. It's his parole officer. He really needs to sweet talk her.
Yeah, I don't think that's the case, is it? Or is
No.
Oh, brother. Yeah, all
it's
right.
It's worse than a parole officer.
Yeah, way
it's
worse.
The wife.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, tell her that it's for business. It's business purpose. You're out there. You're out there exploring the world underwater so you can share these experiences with your divers here at Mountain Divers in Virginia because, you know, you have to be the person to explain this is what you would see if you went to these places with me. I mean, it's all business, right?
Well, that's my throwback.
That's your throwback, but your first plan is the spring water / moonshine approach.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let that be a lesson to every male listening right now, trying to get permission to go on a dive trip. And, you know, flip that. If you're a female and you have to get permission, well, no, we know that'll never happen. If she wants to go, she'll go. If the guy wants to go, yeah, there'll have to be some kind of negotiation ploy put in place to make that work, I'm guessing. Thank Bill. Yes.
To get forgiveness than it is permission.
Forgiveness, really. Yeah, he obviously hasn't been married long enough.
That's true.
Okay. Well, we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? We'll drink a cup of kindness yet for days of old lang syne.
Let's go, everybody. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Last show of 2014 going on now. And Bill is moshing. I think that's... I'm not sure what that is. He's either that or he's having a stroke. It's one or the other. All right.
That music doesn't make you want to get up and do whatever that was.
I'm not sure.
I thought he was having a seizure.
Okay, it could have been that.
Too soon.
Stroke, seizure, embolism, maybe more appropriate for divers.
A little like the safety dance.
As you hear, Jimmy the Bubble Boy and CJ have walked into the studio now, too. So we got a full crew here, along with the Scuba Cowboy and Jerry the Diver Guy, connected via the web. By the way, you guys, help yourself to the LSD-laced pecan sandies.
I've already had five.
Oh, now he tells me.
Yeah,
I had five. They're awesome, man.
That explains Bill's dance.
Yes, it does, doesn't it?
Good.
Yeah, yummy. Yeah, okay. And everyone just kind of tune in, listen to them.
This is not good because now I can't talk.
What? Hey, man, tune in, tune out, drop in, drop out, man.
Okay, if you say so. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, we got a full crew. And welcome. You guys have a good Christmas, by the way?
Oh,
yeah.
We did. Over.
Yeah. Did you get any dive-related stuff? I guess we, you know, negative. I forgot to mention that. You didn't get anything dive-related at all?
No.
Jimmy, what do you say? Bubble Boy?
I think it's sad. Neither of us got any dive stuff.
None of you guys got any diver stuff.
We're counting on you, Greg.
Well, I share these diving gifts with you guys throughout the year.
And, I don't really need anything.
Because yeah, I've hooked
I'm
you guys
set.
Up.
Actually, yeah.
Set.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. What is Scuba Cowboy, what about you? Did you get any diving stuff under your Christmas tree this year or no?
I did not, but I'm usually the provider of the diving gifts.
Ah,
so.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, he gives too. The gift to Scuba, man.
Well, he does. He
yes,
has a new,
exactly. To everyone.
He has a new CD. I Just Want to Dive. And, you know, I have the, you know, Santa Bring Me a Manta. By the way, did he? That's one of the names of the he songs on his list. It didn't.
Well, really. There's not one actually at my house, but there's negotiations to make one appear this year several times. So I'm sure we'll see that happen.
Okay. I think what the song is about.
I don't even know what that means.
You have it's to get to where the mantas are.
Yeah.
And then
yes,
Santa,
exactly.
Santa yeah. makes it so that they'll show up while you're down.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's
exactly.
just my interpretation.
Yes.
Greg's
perfect.
A little more literal.
Perfect, CJ.
Well, no. No, there was you. Bill was the one having an issue with it, not me. I totally got it. It was Bill that was didn't seem to
By
understand.
The way, I've got my Jerry the Diver Guy impression down and my Greg impression down. That's how good it was. You thought it was him,
wow.
didn't you?
Wow.
Yes, and I don't want to let you know how I make his lips move.
Tickle his mustache?
Can you hand me the hand sanitizer?
Yeah, yeah, quick. Oh, brother. All right, anyway, what we're going to do is you know, talk about where we're going for 2015. Actually, do we got Pete with us now, too? Pete, are you with us?
I am with you.
There you go. Pete from Scuba Board has now joined the crew here via the web as well.
This radio station, this radio program is ridiculous. People just come breezing in, breezing out, breezing in, breezing out.
Well, you know, everybody is here together, but we're not. We got four in the studio, four via the web. So it's kind of like you can be near us without having to be with us or something.
Which is really the best of both worlds,
yeah.
isn't it?
I'd like to point out that's not a breeze, that's a fart.
Okay, well, thank you for sharing. And I'm glad we are connected via the web instead. You know. But, Pete, how are you? Merry Christmas to you. I'll bring you
Merry,
up.
Merry, Merry Christmas.
Did you get anything diving-related for the holiday?
Dude, I did.
Finally! We got one person who got something that has something to do with diving for Christmas. What would that be, Pete?
I got Backscatter's macro flip lens for my GoPro.
Uh-huh. Now, those
and all the little yeah. filters and what have you that go with it.
Yeah. So this will make it so it's easier to get high quality video on your GoPro on your what
well,
is it? GoPro 4 or
using,
which one do you have?
I have the 3 Plus. I'll be using right. the GoPro, so getting pro video is going to be next to impossible, but this will look better than what I have been doing.
Why do you say that? Why would that be difficult I mean, you can get a high quality video with a GoPro 3 Plus.
Well,
4K,
you might be able to, but I probably have a more difficult time doing that.
Why?
I don't know. I just don't do video and pictures very well.
You obviously have
I just
not.
Don't.
You have not been doing it long enough, then, because the GoPro 3 Plus shoots 4K video, and that's more than capable to do high. I mean, that's very high quality stuff, and with the proper filter. And do you got a light for your camera or no?
I do. I have one of the Solas.
Okay, so you got a Sola light from Light and Motion. You got the backscatter filter system, which is very convenient. I mean, that is one that you have to. Does it snap on, or do you have to screw that one on the lens on your GoPro 3 Plus?
You screw it into the little flip device, and then you flip one out, flip one in.
Yeah, when you need it. Right. So you have
yes.
a red filter, and then what's the other filter for it? A
the macro?
Macro
lens.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, those are, I mean, I haven't used that particular system, but I'm sure it's pretty decent, and I've heard good things. You're set, man. I can't believe
oh,
you don't think you'll
think
get good stuff.
It's not the equipment. It's me.
Well, look. Now, here's a, this is the way you cheat. Are you going to shoot video, or are you planning to shoot stills or get stills?
Probably a little bit of both.
Here's what you do. You shoot video, and Pup will back me up on this, but then you take stills from the video, especially if you shoot at that high-res 4K resolution, and you'll get great, great pictures, still pictures. It'll be right up there with anything you see in a magazine practically, because when you're shooting video, you'll always find that shot that you need where you get the eyes open in the right place. If you got a subject in there or framing and all that kind of stuff, it's basically cheating. It's what real still photographers call absolute cheating when it comes to shooting stills, and that is to shoot video and just pull
GoPro
a frame.
Also has the,
you know, we have lots of we have lots of Christmas parties here in the Keys.
Yeah.
And Fraser was at the one for coral restoration. You know Fraser Nichols.
Right, right. Absolutely.
You know,
yeah.
Well-renowned photographer. And he had his digital SLR there, something that I would never even try and make
yeah,
any use of.
Like $30,000 or something.
Exactly.
Right.
I said,
yeah.
I said, Fraser, would you like me to take a picture of you with everybody? You're getting pictures of everybody. He says, sure, just hit this button. So I'm looking at it, and I'm starting to, you know, I always frame my shots.
Yeah.
I want to get right in there. And he goes, no, don't frame. Just click the button. I go, don't frame. He goes, that's such a big image. He says, I'll go in later and frame it.
Well, exactly. He'll cheat. That's what we say in the biz. He's cheating. But, you know, hey, whatever you got to do to get the shot is all that matters. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I don't know what you guys did for Christmas, but I went and spent it at Disney World. And here's something to go look for at the when you're in line for the Frozen sing-along. Not that I did that, but what do you guys? What was that?
That's exactly why you weren't
there. So there's a sign on the wall near the Muppets show there at Hollywood Studios. Say that again, Pete.
I didn't say a thing.
Were you Olaf?
Olaf? No, I was not the snowman in the Frozen.
I think you were Olaf.
No,
yeah.
The scuba cowboy. You've got your facts twisted. What it was? They had a billboard up there in the line for a Beaker from the Muppets in scuba gear, and it was like, you know, I was thinking, hey, I need to go up there and get my picture taken with Beaker and the Muppets in scuba gear, and I wasn't able to do it. Because the line was moving. I couldn't stop.
And you couldn't miss. You couldn't miss Frozen the musical.
It was a musical. It was a sing-along. Let it go. Let it go.
Just let it go.
And we wish maybe you should follow that advice.
Well, anyway, if you go to Hollywood Studios at Disney World, now you know where you can go get your picture taken with Beaker the scuba diver.
So, Pup, if you ever need a backup singer for any of your albums,
you know who not to call. Please
Greg's
hesitate.
Ready at any time.
Yeah.
I actually taught a class for Christmas.
You did? What class was that? For singing?
Open water.
Oh, an open water class, of course. Well, okay, so you were giving the gift of scuba.
This is a scuba show, right?
Yeah. Well,
actively
vaguely.
Giving the gift of scuba.
Yes. So how many people did you certify? Was it a private class? Two people. You got them certified on Christmas Day?
Right the day after Christmas they finished.
Oh, they finished. Okay, so it was going on through the holiday time frame.
It was.
Nice.
It was fun. It was good. It was a mother, a stepmother, stepson. The dad was already, dad/husband was already certified, and so it was great.
He's just keeping a family together. That's what Pete from Scuba Board does, man.
That's what he does. He keeps them together. The family that dives together blows bubbles together.
All right, you don't have his accent down well, Bill. But we got a Dan tip and more next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio, diver's consumer tip number 63. Every attempt to train a catfish to use an underwater litter box is proven unsuccessful.
Hey, hang on, you guys. I'll be right back.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And here with us today, Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. What's new with you, Nick?
Hey, I'm off to do some diving, Greg.
No kidding. Where are you headed?
To the coast. I hear there's some good diving in Florida.
You have to try hard to avoid it. You're going off the coast?
Yep. I booked my charter and I'm all set.
You like diving off a boat?
Find me a diver who doesn't. I mean, there are a ton of diving opportunities to be had off a boat. Between charter operations, private boats, kayaks, liveaboards.
I'm partial to liveaboards myself. There's nothing quite like having access to virtually any site, anywhere.
That's the appeal of boat diving.
Sounds like a good topic for a safety tip.
You're on to me, huh?
Yeah.
There are definitely a few key things to think about, especially if you're heading out on a charter boat.
Such as?
Well, for starters, consider the gear that you'll need ahead of time. For the most part, you'll be expected to provide your own. And sometimes a charter operation will provide tanks and weights, and sometimes not.
So be sure to check with them before you book your spot.
Yeah, ask what will be provided and what won't, and plan accordingly. If you need to rent gear, be sure to let the operation know what you'll need, and be sure to arrive a little early to ensure that you'll have time to try it on and familiarize yourself with it before the boat leaves.
How about emergency equipment?
Every boat should already be equipped with first aid kits, emergency oxygen units, life jackets, and all that good stuff. Anything like surface signaling devices or personal equipment will be up to you.
Let's hit on some etiquette points. It's amazing how quickly a lack of thought can ruin a day on a boat.
You're right. Although most of the etiquette to observe on a dive boat is common sense, it's highly unlikely you'll be the only diver on the boat. So rule number one is to be considerate of others.
Like, keep your gear in your own spot?
You said it. Messy divers get on everyone's nerves. It's always better if everyone just assembles their gear when they're invited on board and then stows the remainder neatly away, either under a bench or in a designated area or locker.
There's a safety element too, isn't there?
Sure. The less stuff that's strewn about, the less chance there is that anyone else will be tripping over it.
How about following procedure?
That's just good manners. Boat crews tend to be very good at what they do, and the procedures they set down are the result of experience and knowing what works best on their vessel. So listen to them. It's not just a matter of being polite, it's a way to increase your safety factor as well.
You know, when it comes right down to it, we're all just guests on the boat.
That's a great way to look at it.
You mentioned listening to the boat crew. Dive briefings are a big part of that, right?
Yep. There are generally two briefings before the first dive. One on boat procedures.
Like entering, exiting the water, diver tracking systems, using the head, what to do if you're seasick.
Can you listen to that part especially close, don't you, Greg?
You know, I've fed the fishes a time or two, yeah.
We all have, but you're right. That's exactly what the first briefing will cover. The second usually takes place when you arrive at the site. The pre-dive briefing will generally include information on what to expect on the site, dive profiles to follow, hazards to avoid, and any other information that's important for you to know. Listen to it. The briefing will likely cover important information on navigation, visibility, marine life, and recommendations on how to get the most out of your dive.
Not to mention completing the dive safely.
Well, that too.
You know, that leads to a pet peeve of mine. Part of that dive briefing will include maximum dive profiles. Don't mess up everyone's day by ignoring them and screwing up the schedule.
That's a great point. When you're choosing your charter, make sure the other divers on board will be doing the same kind of diving you are. If you want to do technical diving with decompression involved, make sure that's clear when you book the charter so you find yourself on an appropriate boat with similar divers. Even on the strictly recreational side, don't think the maximum depths and times don't apply to you. They do. It's not fair to hold up everyone else on a boat just because you think it's okay to ignore the profile set by the crew, because it's not. Don't hold up the boat or get yourself in trouble by thinking the briefing and the rules are for everyone else but you.
Thank you. Okay, so now that we're fully briefed, what about getting in and out of the water?
Again, follow the briefing as outlined by the crew. They'll tell you when to suit up, when to put on your fins, where to rinse your mask, how to approach the exit point, and all that good stuff.
I find most of them have a checkout, check-in system too. You know, so they know who's in the water and who's back from the dive.
I sure hope so. But regardless of what system is in place, it's a good idea to let someone know when you leave and return so they know where you are.
I've got one, though it's kind of a etiquette safety combo. For crying out loud, when you get in the water, move away from the entry point so I can get in.
Good point. Although please be sure to do your part and make sure that the entry point's clear before you go.
Look before you leap.
Right. And along that line, when you return from your dive, be sure not to linger at the re-entry point of the boat. It's likely that another diver is coming up behind you, so clear the space so that they can rejoin the boat too.
So we can do our surface interval.
Yep, it's all part of the day. It's unlikely you'll do only one dive a day on a boat, so you'll have some time between dives. Use the downtime to drink plenty of water and stay hydrated. Reapply that sunscreen, and just relax and enjoy the day.
And for those of us who have felt queasy from time to time...
I know you've had some experience with this. Care to share what you've learned?
I've learned there's no shame in getting seasick. Yes, it hits some more than others, but it can hit anyone at any time. So just try to make it over the side, and if you need help, ask the crew. They've seen it all before.
Well done.
Dive boats are an extraordinary and varied way to reach a dive site. The differences between them may be subtle, but distinct. One thing they all have in common, a dive crew with experience. So be sure to use that experience and listen to what they have to say. They are as big a contribution to your safety as any other factor. So listen carefully and follow the rules. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
And welcome back to the World's First Radio Show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Happy holidays to you. I don't think I've said that enough. And Merry Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, whatever.
Boxing Day.
Yes, there was that. I actually saw a sign for that at the mall yesterday.
Yeah?
Yeah. Hey, Boxing Day sale.
Were you in Canada?
No, I was here in Florida, of all places, Weird. And we had a Boxing Day sale. So I guess they're trying to appeal to the tourists, I guess.
I wonder if boxers are on sale.
I believe that's what it was, actually. Boxer Day.
Boxer Day.
Isn't that what it's for? If you're supposed to wear boxers instead of briefs?
Yeah.
Maybe that's why they looked at me kind of strange.
Were you wearing them over your shorts?
No, I was wearing briefs.
Oh.
Over shorts.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, too much information. That's just what you get here on Scuba Radio.
TMI.
Yeah. So what we're trying to figure out, though, or plan with the group here today, I have CJ Bubble Boy, Scuba Cowboy. We have Pete from Scuba Board, the whole crew. Bill has actually been expelled from the studio because we were over our quota for the year, and he has sent him out. Wait, but he just walked back in. What are you doing? What's he looking for? Oh, he forgot something again.
My keys.
Oh,
okay. Those are all yours?
The old key trick. Yeah. Anyway, we're trying to figure out what we're going to do for 2015. What can we look forward to as far as diving and places to go? And I got a list that I'm going to share here in just a bit. But Pete from Scuba Board, what about you? You're down there in the Florida Keys today. You taught some, brought some new divers into our little club over the Christmas holiday. I mean, what's on your agenda? You plan just to stick down to the diving there, or you plan to head out of town and do some crazy stuff? What are you going to do?
Well, we've got, I'm always going to be heading up the cave country and go pet some wet rocks. Mm-hmm. We're having our invasion this year is in Cozumel, sold completely out.
Yeah.
And we're going to be heading to Curacao at the end of the year, and we're also going to do a ditch work and dive day the Wednesday before the scuba show in California.
Uh-huh. So that'll be at Catalina Island, I assume. Is that right?
Yeah, that's going to be exactly. So okay. Make sure you come in early enough, Greg, and come out and ditch work and dive with us.
Well, we keep talking about this every year. We get out to the scuba show on Long Beach, and when we're doing the show, you tell me about this dive, and you're like, we got to work this out where you come out a day early and do this, and maybe this
two days early.
We got to come out 2 days early because it'll be what, the Thursday?
Thursday.
All right.
And you talk about it, but we actually do the dives.
Well, no, that. But we keep talking about it because I usually fly out on Thursday. But if I were to fly out on Wednesday instead, I could maybe join you guys for this.
Exactly.
One.
But my point is that you keep talking about it. We still do the dives, whether you come or not.
Well, that's. It's not nearly as fun if I don't come.
Not for you, anyway.
That's true. And then probably, yeah, okay. I see what you're saying there. Well, yeah, CJ, Bubble Boy, what do you think? You guys want to do something like that? You want to go out to the Long Beach Dive Show this year? Could that be on your list?
Long Beach?
Long Beach, California.
Oh, I've never been to California. That'd be nice.
Are you kidding
Beatles
me?
Beatles wrote about it.
You have never been to California,
never,
Bubble Boy?
Never.
What about you, CJ?
I have.
You've been to California?
Yeah, I went to L.A. once.
Okay, but this is Long Beach.
Yeah, so. But you said California.
Well, yeah, but Long Beach, California for the scuba show. We could do that, and then we could do this dive and ditch day or something. Scuba
Radio. Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook. The evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
If you like the show you are listening to right now, you can listen to it and many more just like it on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Fishing, hunting, boating, and the rest of the great outdoors, 24/7, 365 on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Download the free Reno Viola's Outdoor Radio app or visit WRVORadio.com online to see the lineup and schedule. That's Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. And enjoy the great outdoors.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
It'll be a good year.
So if you believe in you and me, wait for me on New Year's Eve.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. What are you going to do for New Year's Eve? Are you going to go diving? You know, a lot of people do that kind of thing. And I don't know, Pete from Scuba Board, I guess, are you guys doing one of those this year or no?
We are not.
So maybe you'll just end up doing it at a last-minute thing yourself down there in the Keys, I guess.
Well, we're actually going to go out on the it's going to come out. They have a booze cruise here that is going to have an interesting night, so we're going to go on that.
What, you mean down there in the Florida Keys?
Yeah, what? Paddle Wheeler.
Oh, yeah. The Scuba Cowboy is talking about playing a gig on that boat. What is it? Island Time, isn't it?
Island Time, that's it. Yes. Island Time Cruises.
Yeah, have you talked to them lately?
I could not think of that.
Pup, have you talked to...
All the time.
No, oh, no, Pup. I'm talking about Pup. Scuba Cowboy, what do you think, buddy? Have you talked to Island Time lately or no?
Yeah, actually, they've already got me booked for August for the Keys Crawl. I'm coming down for the Keys Crawl in August. But I was just telling Pete that I'll probably actually be down there either January or February for a week or two, and I'm sure I'll play it again.
They are not to be missed. They are fun thing to do. Blackwater Sound, and you get to see dolphin and this and that and the other thing and watch the sunset. It's fun.
There you go. All right. Well, that's something to consider on New Year's Eve. But I don't know. It's not too late to plan a dive. CJ, what do you think? You want to go maybe over to the Springs? We go to Devil's Den or something like that, or Jenny Springs. I don't know. They'd be open on New Year's Eve, wouldn't they, Pete?
Yes, they will.
Yeah.
And you could go dive in the...
the ballroom?
Ballroom. There you go.
Yeah. So
your own galaxy dive in the ballroom.
That's right. You know what that is, guys? Bubble Boy, CJ?
The ballroom? No.
The ballroom is in Jenny Springs, which is a freshwater spring here in Florida. And you guys haven't even been to this site before, have you?
No, I don't think so.
So we could go dive this thing. It's kind of like a cavern dive type of thing.
Are you guys cave certified?
They're not. No.
No.
Well, guess what? You don't have to be.
Yeah.
It's a cave that's open to non-cave divers.
That's right, because you can still see the surface of the water.
Sweet. I'm in.
Well, they sanitize it. You can't kill yourself.
Well, okay. That's always a plus. We don't really want to do that. That would be a bad way to go out for the new year.
He was doing what he loved.
Yeah, they would say that, possibly.
What, suffocating?
Yeah. No, drowning, I think, is more appropriate word
drowning?
There, CJ.
I don't think there's an extra D in there.
Oh, yeah, there is. Anyway, so a galaxy dive is what he's talking about, guys, is where you take your Siloam stick into this cavernous space at Jenny Springs, break it open, and the glowing goop would actually float out like little balls of glowing light, right? And I got it right there, Pete?
You're right, and it's like you're swimming amongst the galaxy. Ooh, there's a star I can crush.
Yeah.
And it's like you're God, and you're able to rain down judgment on all these stars.
Yeah. TMI. Yeah. What do you mean?
It's really awesome.
It sounds kind of cool.
You've got to turn out the lights, though, mind you. If you keep the lights on it, you lose the whole point.
Well, right. Exactly. It'd be like going on a night dive, which would be in the ballroom. Be a kind of like a night dive because it'd be very dark in there.
It is a night dive.
Yeah. Well, I mean, do you get much light in from the opening of that ballroom, or is it really closed in?
Not at night.
Well, not at night, of course, but I'm saying if you went there even during the day. Is it kind of dark even during the day with the...
It's pretty dark.
Yeah. So, you would want to wait for this to do the galaxy thing at night. So, after the sun went down on New Year's Eve, maybe do it like that kind of thing.
Yeah, you want to do it and bring in the New Year. So, you want to go in like at 11:15, 11:30.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of late. And, I'm usually in bed by then. So...
on New Year's Eve? What a stick in the mud.
Well, it is New Year's Eve. That's true. But see, if you have to wait that long, then you wouldn't be drinking because you can't drink and dive till after you're diving.
It's pure spring water. Just take your reg out and take a sip.
No, that's not the kind of spring water we drink here. That's Jerry the Diver Guy. But it's a whole nother story. So, I don't know. What do you think, CJ? Bubble Boy?
Yeah.
What do you have plans for New Year's Eve?
I do.
You have plans?
I'm going to a party.
But this sounds better. So you're going to blow those plans off and do this?
Somehow get out of that.
Say, hey, I have a galaxy dive to go do over Jenny Springs. What do you think?
I was thinking I was sick, but that'll work too.
Oh, okay.
Tell him you got to do it for work.
Yeah.
Well, it is work.
It's research.
I mean, it's research. It's about, ending 2014 appropriately. Much more
starting
constructively.
2016 appropriately. Well, or 2015 appropriately.
Yeah. Wow, he just jumped ahead.
Well, it's a leap year, isn't it? No, it's not.
If you're in a cave, maybe it goes ahead 1 year.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
Is there a time portal in the cave?
It's back to the scuba.
Back to scuba. Okay, back to the scuba.
It's like a hot tub time machine.
What?
What
just happened?
It is 72 degrees year-round, so I don't. But that's not really hot tub water. But you could look at it that way.
Bring us back to 1972?
Well, if we're lucky, maybe.
I was a little skinnier back then.
Well, that's that's just wishful thinking, I guess. But, look, it's something we could consider doing. And I don't know. We don't have to limit ourselves to Jenny Springs. You could do this in the ocean and do one of these galaxy dives anywhere where you are on the planet, couldn't you? You just take a Siloam stick. And it wouldn't be toxic to the environment, though. That's the thing that kind of still gets me a little bit. You're still telling me, Pete, that that'd be okay. The stuff won't harm the fish and stuff.
Let's not put it in the same category as the deep
well incident or the Exxon Valdez, okay? I mean, it's a tiny bit of pollution, but, you know, one fart in the water and you've probably covered that.
Well, yeah, it depends on how, well, what you had for lunch. You know, after, you know, one of those big box meals at Taco Bell, that's pretty toxic.
That's Yucko Bell. Say yeah, right.
Okay, fair enough. All right, well, look, we got another hour of Scuba Radio on deck. Neil Watson's going to join us, the Dive God, and we're going to connect with our buddy Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine. That and much, much more coming up in hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
These little snails, you know how to whale here. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we love you down in the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.